Paige and Maren Carter decided that they are going to live following the principles of zero waste, and they're here to tell us how they're doing it and what it's like to waste nothing and help us understand how we can all reduce the amount of waste we create. Thanks for being here today, Paige.
Thanks for having us.
And Maren.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, so we live in Minneapolis. I work for a couple part-time jobs. Patagonia is one that does do a lot of stuff with looking at waste and consumption, which is a really cool company to work for. I have a dog. Life is good.
And Maren?
Yeah, and I also work a couple part-time jobs. Working at Eastside Co-op is super awesome because I can talk to some people who are also joining the zero waste movement, which is awesome. Also hang out with the dog, go on some hikes. Yeah. Life is good.
Yeah. And you are related to Brett Carter.
We are.
Yes.
And Brett is our host for Center Stage Minnesota, and he is the volunteer coordinator for Northern Community Radio, and you're his daughters.
Yes.
That we are.
That is all true. What made you decide to go this route and take this step to do zero waste?
Well, I think we were following people on different platforms, and a lot of people were talking about it. And it was something that I also worked for Patagonia for a very short amount of time in Chicago. And we were both working in jobs where people were talking about it. And we saw that there was an issue with how we are treating our planet, and we wanted to take an intentional change to do what we can, even if it's something small, changing our everyday lives to protect the planet and to try and live intentionally and show other people that it's totally possible to live like that.
That's Maren. And Paige, tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind this movement, and what is it and how does it work?
Yeah, I think overall the idea is, I mean, if you do hiking, people talk a lot about the leave no trace and kind of embracing that in everyday life as well. So that means trying to not buy things in packaging, paying attention to what you're throwing in your garbage, what you're also throwing in your recycling, doing your best to minimize that. If you go 0-0-0 waste, that means none. However, that's not reasonable for almost any person. And so it's really trying to follow the pyramid. We talk about reduce, reuse, recycle a lot, but also including repairing your clothing, repairing your things that need repair before you throw them away. Composting, they put rot in there, and trash being like that last resort is like, we're not going to do this. So for us, that means not buying any of our food in packaging, almost any of our food in packaging, trying to buy clothing at thrift stores or from sustainable companies who we know are seeking out like organic or regenerative processes with their manufacturing and their growing of their crops for the clothing. Yeah, just overall paying attention to what we're throwing in the trash and then saying, oh, I throw away a lot of this, a lot of Kleenex. Maybe I should try to switch to a handkerchief instead of using throwaway Kleenex.
Whoa, did you guys do that?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa. Flashbacks of my dad's pockets.
Yeah. Oh, Maren, are there any exceptions? Like toilet paper, for example? I mean,
yeah. So we actually get our toilet paper in compostable tissue paper. So it's something that does not come in packaging that we would have to throw away, which is awesome. But vegan butter, we can't find that in anything that is compostable, and we have yet to figure out how to make it. There are certain things that we have learned how to make that's awesome that we can replace, but that is one thing that we are not going to give up and that we have yet to learn how to make.
Mm-hmm. It's just too tasty.
It's just too good. We just can't give it up. So, but most things, it's kind of like, I mean, like tortilla chips, we stopped buying tortilla chips. But hopefully at some point we can find a Mexican restaurant that will let us put it in our own package and bring it home. That would be great. But certain things like that you're just like, okay, we're just going to pass up on it for right now.
Huh. Is that hard?
Yeah. Pasta, that was a big one. We just actually, Maren got a pasta maker for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're making our own pasta. So we just had pasta yesterday. But haven't had long noodle pasta since like July. You can get the like penne or macaroni, a few different pastas at different co-ops. There's a couple different kinds depending on where you go. But no like fettuccine or spaghetti. And that's just so tasty. Also, it's
because
really
of
sad.
The packaging?
I think it breaks, is my thought, in transit. Yeah, we don't buy it because it's not in bulk.
Yeah, because all of our groceries that we do buy are in bulk. So, like, any flour or pasta or, like, dry grains, we are all finding in bulk. And then produce that's not in packaging.
Now, Maren, how did you get started? You started last summer.
Yep.
What was that like? What did you do?
So, I mean, I think it was just starting to live intentionally. So there were certain things that, like, you already do. A lot of people already have, like, they don't use single-use plastic, like water bottles. Or they don't use, like, they always use their refillable coffee mug. Things like that that you already do. So you kind of, like, take an assessment of where you're at. And I actually started collecting my trash in a jar so I could see what specifically I was throwing away a lot of. Because I was like, I feel like I'm not doing terribly. And so you see what that is. So, like, for me, it was granola bars. So I eat a lot of granola bars. So I was like, okay, let's learn how to make granola bars.
Because you were seeing the wrappers in the jar.
So I would put the wrappers in the jar and I would realize, like, that was, like, a major thing that I was throwing away. So then we started to learn how to make our own granola bars. So it's just kind of like looking at things and slowly changing things out. What the idea of zero waste is to not waste things unintentionally. And so you're not going to just, like, go and clear out all your stuff that comes in packaging, because then you're just wasting a bunch of stuff. And so you're just slowly working through all of that, working through your shampoo and your conditioner until you can switch to a shampoo conditioner bar, you know, working through all of the different things.
Have you guys used the shampoo conditioner bar?
Yeah. Well, shampoo bar, we just switched over.
Mm-hmm. Your hair looks great.
And you were talking about conditioner before. And the reason you want to switch to a bar is because shampoo and conditioner come in big packaging. Plastic bottles, mm-hmm.
yep.
right? Big
mm-hmm.
packages.
Yeah, and you can get the bar without any packaging around it or with a compostable paper typically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Paige, what about food waste? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to live in Minneapolis, which I wish I knew the actual statistics, but if you go on the Minneapolis, like, waste trash website or whatever, there's all these statistics on what their goals are. It's like 2020 or 2021, so we're getting close, of, like, reducing trash, so that no trash, but including recycling and composting. It's like 80% they want their recycling and compost to be versus 20% trash or something like that. It's major. And so a truck comes by and picks up compost for us every week, which is amazing.
They pick up your compost.
Pick up our compost. Yeah, which is, you can have a backyard compost, which is what I had when I lived in St. Paul, but living in Minneapolis, you can put much more in a city compost because the heat gets much higher, so it'll break down even, like, dairies and meats, even though we don't eat those in our house anymore. But you can put a lot more in that compost. For us, before stuff goes in the compost, it's trying to take a look at what are you using the whole life of the food that you are eating. So spinach, you buy spinach, you forget about it, it's in the fridge for, like, a few too many days, and you're like, oh, it's a little wilty. It's always being thrown in the freezer, and then we'll make it into smoothies. And whenever we do, like, a bunch of food prep and you end up with, like, the stalks of broccoli or kale, the parts of the veggie that you're not going to eat, potato peel, stuff like that, we throw that. This has been a game changer. Everybody should be doing this. You throw it all in a container, throw it in the freezer. Whenever you're ready, take it all out. You make vegetable broth. You just cover all of your scraps with water. You can season it however you like. Simmer on the stove for, like, I don't know,
between
30 minutes and an hour, and you've got veggie broth. Did you pay anything? No. Because you weren't going to eat the part of the veggie anyway.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Maren, earlier, before we went on the air, we were talking about frozen food. And it sounds like you guys spend a lot of time in prep. And if you were to go to the frozen food aisle, you would find it all kinds of food in all kinds of packaging. Can you talk about how you have convenience in your life, or is there a convenience?
I think it's all about planning, and both of us do really love to cook, so I think that helps, but it's totally all about planning. We're both, like, very busy. Typically, like, on Sunday or Monday, we spend quite a bit of time doing prep work for the week. So, like, I don't have a microwave at work, so I have to do kind of weird meals for lunchtime, but, like, I'll prep a bunch of food for that. I'll prep some stuff for breakfast that I can take with me, and then that also includes, like, putting fruit in the freezer for smoothies and different things like that. But I think it's just a lot about, like, thinking about what you want to eat that week and you know, making sure that you are prepared. Like I said, the granola bars. We make these little energy bites at the beginning of every single week. So then throughout the whole week, whenever you want a granola bar, you have one available. So you don't even have to think about if you're going to spend money and buy something in packaging. It's already there for you.
And then clothing, you guys sew?
A little yes. bit. that's in process. For sure, that's in that's one of the categories of things that are to be learned to be more intentional in the future. But
yeah, I know. And I have some skill, but, you know, from 4-H, from when I was quite a bit younger and haven't done a whole lot in the recent years. But
I think overall looking, I mentioned a little earlier, but looking at companies that are being sustainable in their manufacturing and also second life rather than first life, buying from a thrift store, having a clothing swap with people. I steal a lot of her clothes all the time.
True.
and doing that first rather than buying something new, especially when a lot of like cheap clothing wears out so quickly. And if you spend a little bit more money or if you buy it thrifted, you either spend less money, it doesn't last you forever, you buy the nice stuff and it lasts you quite a few years.
Hmm. And yeah. then when it's really bad, then you just tear it up and use it as a rag.
Yeah.
We are talking with Maren and Paige Carter about living with zero waste or as close to zero waste. Is there anything that you haven't been able to eliminate that you still cannot get beyond the waste? Of.
The vegan butter is the main one that's left.
That seems like it's the real culprit.
It's so good. It comes in a plastic container. So we recycle the plastic container, but like we need to find a better solution. But there's certain things that are just hard. We eat a lot of bread. That's one of our main snacks. Snacks have been a place where most snacks that you find come in packaging, chips or Chex Mix or whatever. And you can make some of it, but there's not a ton of stuff that we end up with. And so there's like a rice cracker mix that we can buy in bulk. Maren does some trail mix. I have a nut allergy, so there's not a lot of that I can do.
I think because we have a nut allergy and we don't do dairy, there's just less snacks in the bulk aisle for us because a lot of things have both of those in it, which is unfortunate. The rice cracker mix is great.
It is.
But, you know,
but we eat a lot of bread, and so we really like that vegan butter, which is the main, that's really the main thing that's left. We still buy, same deal with the nuts, sun butter. You can buy peanut butter and almond butter and cashew butter in bulk, but they don't do sun butter in bulk. I think there's health reasons for allergies that don't do that.
You need a place to store those granola bars, right? So you could just buy the butter and that becomes your storage container.
Yes, yeah. yeah, right?
It's true.
Well, now, when you stop and look at the world around you after having been involved with this for more than 6 months, has it changed your view of the world and the way we all live?
I think the thing that I notice the most, just like in general, is the amount, and you see this all the time, you work in coffee, single-use coffee cups, and how easy it is to bring your own mug. And I think, and water bottles, those two, actually, both of those two. When you go to Target and you go into the water aisle and there's plastic water bottles wrapped in plastic wrapping, like, and it's, water is so, it's so accessible.
It's so accessible here.
Here, that I wish we could make that change. And so I keep talking about it and trying to talk about it in a way that's like, did you know you could do it this way? Rather than like, you have to do it this way.
Yeah.
Because I think people respond better to kindness.
I would say with the single-use coffee mugs too, I mean like people, like working in coffee, people prefer their coffee to be like really hot. And so they'll get it for here, but they'll put it in a single-use. And I'm like, man, just get a mug and I'll refill it. Like, I promise I'll heat it back up for you. Like, that's fine. Like, it's okay. You can, or bring in your own, and like that's going to stay so much hotter than if you're putting in a paper cup. Paper cups aren't that hot anyway. Mm-hmm. So things like that. I think when you're living like this, it's really easy to get really frustrated because what you feel like what you're doing is so simple and everyone else thinks that what you're doing is so hard.
Well, that was my next question is what do people around you say and think about what you're doing?
We've been doing this like, both of us are horrible at 30-day challenges. And so we're doing a 31-day challenge for January. It's definitely going to take us like at least halfway into February by the time we finish it, if not all the way. But it's been a challenge where you just post on Instagram trying new things. So it's like making vegetable broth, doing a shampoo bar. It's all these different zero waste things. Some of them are like taking takeout food in your own container, which some places will do that for you. Lots of places you get it for here, you transfer it into your own container. So it's doing stuff like that. But a really cool thing that I've experienced as a person that is not a very active social media user, I post pictures and stuff because I think they're fun. But this challenge, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and say, oh, that's a really cool idea. I never thought of that.
Same,
and there's something about passive consumption of media that is non-abrasive to people who are viewing it that I never really thought about because I like the in-person. I like the conversation about it, and I want to have that, and I still want to have that. But being able to just share what I'm doing and be like, here's how you shop in the bulk section. And for somebody to be like, I was always kind of afraid of doing that, but you posting about it and showing me how to do that makes me feel like more capable, more like it's more accessible.
Yeah. And I have a blog, and I've been posting a little bit about zero waste in my last few posts. And I think like a lot of people have just been like, I didn't think that anything of what you're doing is possible. Now I like kind of understand how you could do this. And a lot of people, like the same that Paige said, with this challenge that we've been doing, have been responding and being like, hey, I'm doing this now. I stopped buying plastic water bottles. And I'm like, go you. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, you guys are really immersed in this. And do you have any suggestions for people who just might want to make a difference? What are some of the big... Yeah, where is a good place to start for somebody?
Start with one thing.
Mm-hmm. Water bottles or coffee mugs, that's a really easy one to start that. Or I think reusable grocery bags. You can pick them up at Cub while you're there or at a grocery store while you're there a lot of times. Pick up one that you can bring back and use again. If you're like, I don't know if I can buy those, just bring back your brown grocery bags. You can just use those same ones again. Start with, one thing. Pick an area of your house that feels easy. For us, that was the kitchen. We switched from paper grocery bags to reusable grocery bags. We switched from plastic produce bags to reusable produce bags. And then just start paying attention of where's the plastic? Where's the stuff that I'm throwing away? Are my cucumbers coming wrapped in plastic? Is there ones that I can buy
that aren't?
And oftentimes there are. Not always. Pick your battles, too, because we don't live in a society that does this all the time. And so not everything is available. Buying bigger packaging, if you can't buy no packaging, buy a giant container of flour instead of a tiny one, because you're wasting one giant bag instead of many smaller ones.
Yep.
That is Maren and Paige Carter, and they're practicing zero waste. And thanks for telling us about what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And thanks for getting up early to come in today. You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to ways that we can make a positive difference.